Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. So every story, right? Every journey, you think about Sports Digita and what it has become, there had to have been some sort of aha moment or some sort of like, yeah, I'm going to go do this moment for you.
Absolutely. So, and I do get asked that question quite a bit about what has my journey been. And so, it really had me start to think about how I want to tell my story. So because I was doing some speeches and always having trouble, they came up with a really good kind of analogy or an idea for me on my life. And we actually thought about putting it into a hockey game scenario. So this is the best way to talk about my career, is the hockey game scenario. So I would say period one was my Wall Street years. And the Wall Street years were, I was right out of college. I went to Arizona State and I was working for my father, who was a company owned out of London, a financial firm. So really working day in and day out with just a bunch of men, Wall Street guys in the financial industry, which was pretty intense. And so it really did give me a good preparation for what was to come. But I spent about almost, I would say 8 to 9 years doing that. And that was really, really a great experience. So I would say my next, in the first period was my Wall Street years. My second period was really the NHL years, is when I got the opportunity after about 2008 to go and work for the Tampa Bay Lightning down in Tampa. And that was an incredible experience. That was where that true aha moment did come, was when I was working there. So when I was at the Lightning, I was responsible for all of the branding. It was really anything with the logo on it, whether it was, a billboard, a radio, or a TV ad, presentations, anything that had the logo really was game for what I was doing there. When I got there, it was really spread out. It was inconsistent branding and not really a cohesive team of people working together. It was kind of each department was doing their own thing. And so what I did when I got there was I actually created an in-house agency. And that was really kind of the first of its kind in sports. And so the owner was pretty open and willing to let me do that. In that time frame, people were starting to see that we were a department that everyone could go to for anything that they needed, promotion, marketing, content wise. And we started to put together the decks for people. And we had a lot of salespeople doing different decks and different looks, different logos. Even that was a time when the Lightning, their logo was Hockey Bay, and which was crazy to me because you're in Florida, no one really knew what hockey was anyway. And now we're going to use that as our logo. So, started to really get the idea as more and more people were coming to us and helping with their pitch decks, that first of all, I wanted to consolidate it and really have kind of one person working on it. But then B, I really wanted to make it something better than what I was seeing. And that was just a bunch of PowerPoints, PowerPoints that were very linear and not a lot of pizzazz. And so I started to research. I thought to myself, God, we work in the NHL. Sports is such a great industry, interactive, sexy industry, great content. How do we kind of bring that to life? And I searched around and I was trying to find someone, a company, anyone that could kind of help us kind of bring that to the next level. And I really couldn't find anybody that was doing that. So I was there for about two and a half years. And my husband was actually the GM down there. That is how I really got my start. My husband was the GM, and I became close with the owner and his wife. And they are the ones that asked me to kind of really start this department. And so we got new owners, new coaches, and that meant a new GM. And that was time for my husband. We moved back home. And so I thought, instead of, I'm like, oh God, now I have to resign. I love my job. I don't want to resign, but of course I'm going back. My family's coming back. So I said, I'm going to just kind of start what I wanted to do at the Lightning. And, cause I was going to start to do it internally, but then we left. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this. If I can do this for the Lightning, I can do this for other teams. And so I moved back, started Sports Digita, and really was not thinking to be a tech company, a SaaS company. It was really just an agency. I just wanted to create great, you know, decks. So that's really where my aha moment came, was in those, like that second period of my NHL years. And we can talk, I'm sure you'll ask me more about that, but that's kind of where that aha moment came.
Well, and then obviously,
go ahead.
If I've got the hockey analogy right, there's always an intermission in between.
Oh, there is. Oh, yes, there is. And it's funny because I was asked this once before and I didn't have a good answer, but now I do. When we cleared the ice, I had three kids. So between the second and the third period, that was when I had my three kids. I had one between the first and second period and then more. But it was really definitely a time where I kept myself busy. I was still, you know, I ended up getting my real estate license in between there just to kind of keep things going between career paths, between financial and my NHL. So third period is the SD years, which is what I call my entrepreneurship years. And that brings us up to about 2010-ish. And started here, we started as an agency. We had our first client really was the Detroit Red Wings. The Minnesota Lynx was another kind of early on, you know, early partner. But then it really came alive when the Minnesota Twins came on board. And the Minnesota Twins were the ones that really, there's a woman there by the name of Laura Day, who's incredible. And really, I was just starting out, and she saw my vision as far as what I was wanting to do for presentations. And she really gave me a chance and, you know, helped me work with them. And she also really educated me on BAM. I had no idea, you know, what that was all about. And so I was lucky enough that I was able to, you know, be able to work in baseball. And so I went to New York, really in my beginning years of SD, and we got approved to be a BAM vendor. And that was incredible. So that's kind of really where we got our start. And so what happened, you know, in those SD years was that teams started to see what we were doing for the Twins. And it really, as you know, sports is a herd mentality. And it really kind of went from there. That, and the kind of like the rest is history. We work with hundreds of teams now, you know, colleges, all the biggest brands in sports now.
I want to start with, there's always challenges and bumps in the road from being a startup, right? There's always going to be something that's an obstacle in the way. It isn't all just, you know, this smooth ride right down the highway. So talk a little bit about the beginning years and just maybe some challenges that you face as a startup company.
I mean, those are endless for sure. First of all, I had no business really running a tech company. And that's kind of probably my biggest takeaway from the early years, is that I didn't transition quick enough when I saw that we were becoming more than an agency. So when I say agency, we were doing like microsites, like one-offs. But then with the success with the Twins, we started to productize the DigiDeck. And all of a sudden, you know, we were a tech company. We were a platform now that people, we were like, well, we have to just, if we're, everyone is asking for the same thing, we need to productize this. So I would say I did not adapt quick enough. And I didn't hire the tech people at the beginning, which I should have. I was still trying to wear my agency, like my marketing branding hat. And that's not what I should have done. So I always use the same analogy. I mean, I literally was flying the plane and building it at the same time. No questions asked. It was crazy. If I know now what I knew then, I don't think I would have done this. I think that I would have, there's just no way. Technology is such a difficult industry to break into, to find the right people, to manage your roadmap. It's just, it's really intense. So I would say, as far as mentorship, that would be one of the key things most important for me in my career. And I feel like I'm finally at a point where I can start to give back on that. But I really relish in like helping younger women, especially when they are just leaving, you know, graduating from college, on how to, you know, get into the workforce. It's been amazing to me how much, you know, just kind of the basics that are not taught in college, but really just how to put your LinkedIn together, how to present yourself online, what kind of networking events should you be at, you know, finding other mentors. I feel like there's not a lot of great preparation for these women. And so I've really tried to help through the colleges here. I helped through a high school here. My daughter has started a business club for young women, and that's just even picking the right classes for college and what kind of internships should you be looking at. Things of that nature. And then really, I get a lot of reach out and questions on, you know, how did you get into the business? What can I do? And so I love to take those conversations. And I love, you know, Kristen and I, who helps me with all my PR and marketing, she and I really field a lot of those, and we try to get through as much as we can. You know, most interesting was this last one that I just got was Lexi Brown. She is a player for the Minnesota Lynx, and she went to Duke, and she is really wondering how to get into the workforce and what to do. And it was just basically starting like, okay, Lexi, what does your online look like? Are you on LinkedIn? Well, no, she wasn't. Well, tell me about what kind of experience you've had. She's like, well, all I've done is play basketball. So right now I'm trying to help her kind of figuring out how she can parallel path her basketball career with starting to, you know, kind of shadowing mentorships, networking events. You know, she wants to stay in sports. So what are those conferences that she should be attending, you know, National Sports Forum or Sport Techie or ALSD, whatever. There's just so many things. So I love to mentor young women. So of all ages, high school, college, and then really, you know, into the business world. I think that a lot of people are fluffy with their mentorees. And I think that sometimes, you know, I the same reaction I get from most of the people is like, wow, I've met with a lot of people and no one really ever told me that. And I think that, you know, these people, whether it's men, young men or women, they really need kind of hard facts in their, you know, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And, you know, I think the last two meetings that I've had here in person, it was the same thing. And they come back and thank me. They're like, thank you so much for just being blunt with me. And, you know, like I will look at their LinkedIn. I'll be like, okay, this is not even up to date. You need to do this or that, or, you know, it's just a very, you know, it's a blunt interaction, but in a good way. And I think that they go a lot farther, quicker. And I do that actually with really the young people that work with me here, the young women, especially. I'm super proud of, there's a group of young women here that are just absolutely killing it on what they're doing. And it's just like, they take feedback well. It's a very, you know, transparent culture. I think that's probably, you know, back to your culture question. And so, and I know that they're going to all go on, whether they're at Sports Digit or somewhere else, to be super successful. And I'm super proud of that.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.